بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله العظيم Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders and friends, we find ourselves in a world filled with doom, gloom, misery, uncertainty and volatility. The Arabic poet said, سَهِرَتْ عُيُونٌ وَنَامَتْ أَعْيُنُ فِي أُمُورٍ تَكُونُ أَوْ لَا تَكُونُ فَادْرَئِ الْهَمَّ عَنِ النَّفْسِ فَحِمْلَانُكَ الْهُمُومَ جُنُونُ إِنَّ رَبًّا كَفَاكَ بِالْأَمْسِ مَا كَانَ سَيَكْفِيكَ فِي غَدٍ مَا يَكُونُ Some people, due to the stress of this world, the tension, the anxiety, cannot sleep, and others cannot get up. Some are slipping into deep sleep, they want to swallow and drown their miseries. And others got so much anxiety and stress, they cannot sleep. سَهِرَتْ عُيُونٌ وَنَامَتْ أَعْيُنُ فِي أُمُورٍ تَكُونُ أَوْ لَا تَكُونُ Will I be diagnosed? Will I achieve my degree? Will I get married to the person I wish for? Will this happen? Won't it happen? Constant. This, that. فِي أُمُورٍ تَكُونُ أَوْ لَا تَكُونُ The world is on the edge. It's on uncertainty. It's on a brink of uncertainty. Some people are depressed because they are victims of circumstances. And others are depressed because they are potential victims. فَادْرَئِ الْهَمَّ عَنِ النَّفْسِ The poet says, relax, take it easy. فَحِمْلَانُكَ الْهُمُومَ جُنُونُ How long are you going to carry on with this tension, this heavy head, this burden, this boulder on your life? إِنَّ رَبَّا كَفَاكَ بِالْأَمْسِ The Allah that has been running the affairs of this world from its inception is the same Allah that will run it till its ultimate destruction. I want to speak on one amazing practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which seldom we discuss, leave alone practice. And what was this practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To bring smiles to people, to make people happy, to take them out of their corner, out of their depression. It doesn't have to be through monetary. With a smile, what a kind word, what a good word, just to lighten people's spirits up. We live in where so much has been said on psychology. You approach a person, you comfort him, therapy, psychology. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you visit a person who's ill, now look at the psychology and the prophetic methodology of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ Reflect. Right? فَنَفِّسُوا لَهُ فِي أَجَلِهِ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَا يَرُدُّ شَيْئًا وَيَطِيبُ بِهِ نَفْسًا When you go visit someone that is ill, he's down, he's depressed, he's distraught, he's uneasy, motivate him, inspire him, encourage him. Brother, you'll be fine, man. You'll be good. Tomorrow we're going to be playing again. Give him some good words. Now you go to him and say, oh this, you're lucky you're living. You're lucky you're breathing. What? Now look at the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your encouragement and motivation will not extend his life, but will surely add value to the remaining days of his life. Allahu Akbar. How amazing. And really, how often when a sentence is phrased differently, the impact is completely different. If somebody says a particular thing in a certain way, and the same thing is rephrased in a positive way, it makes the world of difference. Just like they talk of an optimistic person, an optimistic person is one who finds an opportunity in every difficulty, while a negative thinker is one who finds a difficulty in every opportunity. So what did the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? إِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ
فنفسوا له في أجله فإن ذلك لا يرد شيئا. You'll be fine, you'll recover. That's not going to temper with destiny. That's not going to change fate. What Allah has decreed would happen. وَيَطِيبُ بِهِ نَفْسًا. But when you leave him, hey, yeah, man, my friend came, he said, I'm looking good, man. Alright. So for that remaining time, you brought joy to someone. Zahir radiallahu anhu. Zahir radiallahu anhu was a person who lacked physical beauty. He wasn't a man of physical beauty, but he was a great sahabi. He lived hand to mouth, breaking even, didn't have much of financial status in society. He lived on the outskirts of Medina, and he would come to Medina, he put his little table out there and sell his vegetables. Sell, make little bit and move, breaking even hand to mouth, and that was his life. Nobody would give him an additional hospitality. Whenever he used to come, the Prophet ﷺ used to take up time to sit with him, motivate him, and promote his self-esteem. Elevate him. Encourage him. Today, we look in the cyber world, we speak to children, they suffer in a low self-esteem. There is this constant comparison. On the scale of 1 to 10 with me, my friends, my peers, my neighbors, where do I feature? We are suffering this complex all the time. He wasn't a man of, you know, financial standing or anything. And really we do know in the eyes of Allah, it is a person's attributes that matters. Regarding Sa'id ibn Jubair, someone has written very beautiful that kana aswad al-lawn abyad al-khisal. Kana aswad al-lawn abyad al-khisal. Sa'id ibn Jubair, rahmatullah alayhi, was a man with dark skin but white qualities. His attributes were shining. His heart was sparkling. Somebody said to Luqman Hakim, the wise Luqman, you have such an ugly face. He said, أَتَعِيبُ بِهَذَا عَلَى النَّقْشِ أَوْ عَلَى النَّقَّاشِ. Are you frowning on the pattern or the pattern maker? So anyway, long story short, Zahir radiallahu anhu would come, the Prophet of Allah would come and sit with him. So one day Zahir came, put his table out and he's selling. The Nabi of Allah came from the rear and embraced him from the back. This is the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm saying, this is one of the great practices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make people cheerful. And that is the teachings we've been taught also, the prophetic du'as. If you see a person smiling, don't tell him, oh, why are you smiling? Was it to smile? Huh? Is this a time to smile? No. أَضْحَكَ اللَّهُ سِنَّكَ. May Allah perpetually keep you cheerful. May Allah perpetually keep you cheerful. And I'm just thinking of this dua also of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when we see a person in any pain or difficulty, we've been taught to read the dua. Now look at this here. Alhamdulillahi alladhi aafani. All praise belongs to Allah who has granted me deliverance from the condition in which my brother finds himself. وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ تَفْضِيلًا. And Allah has elevated me over many of His creation. However, the scholars tell us, when we see a person with a difficulty, that's the dua we must read. But in his presence, we must not read it audible, because that will be offensive to him, that he will say, people are looking at me and thanking Allah, they're not like me. So we need to be sensitive to people. We read that dua softly and discreetly, in gratitude to Allah, but not loudly and boldly. Yet the scholars say that if we see a person in misery as a result of sin, then we must read the dua loudly, because that is self-inflicted. Anyway, the Prophet of Allah puts his hands from the rear and embraces, and he says, he's selling vegetables, I'm selling him. He's selling vegetables, I'm selling him. He's marketing his food, I'm marketing him. I'm auctioning him. مَنْ يَشْتَرِي هَذَا الْعَبْدِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي هَذَا الْعَبْدِ. So he's like, now who's this playing tricks with me? And he feels the hand and he kind of moves it. And lo and behold, when he looks, my word, he sees the greatest human ever. He says, Ya Rasulullah, إِذَنْ تَجِدَنِي وَاللَّهِ كَاسِدًا. Are you going to sell me, O Prophet of Allah? That's not going to be a very healthy deal for you. You're not going to make much revenue out of me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his jovial, in his interaction, he said, لَكِنْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ لَسْتَ بِكَاسِدٍ لَكِنْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْتَ غَالِبٍ. Zahir, to the world you achieved. But to Allah, I don't know if there's anyone more valuable than you. Can you imagine a recognition, a motivation, a promotion of someone's self-esteem endorsed by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What that must have boosted the morale of that individual to. We need to boost people. We need to take people out of their depression. Jabir radiallahu anhu's incident is very, very amazing. It's mentioned in all the books of hadith. So Jabir radiallahu anhu's dad was martyred in the campaign of Uhud. And we know the campaign of Uhud, Allah makes mention of it in the four juz of the Quran. Post the demise of Jabir radiallahu anhu's father, obviously speaking, he was sad, he was distraught. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seen Jabir, he said, Mali araka munkasiran ya Jabir. Jabir, you're looking so down, you're looking so out, you're looking so depressed, you're looking so dejected. What's the matter? He said, oh Prophet of Allah, tuwuffiya abi, there's so much in my plate. My daddy is late, I've got young sisters, I've got debts. It's like my whole world has just collapsed. My whole world has collapsed. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wait Jabir, let me speak to you. Ala ubashiruka bima laqiya Allah bihi abak. Must I tell you what happened to your dad when he appeared before Allah? I said, please tell me, O Prophet of Allah. Ma kallama Allahu ahadan qattu illa min wara'i hijab. Whoever appeared before Allah, Allah spoke to him behind a veil. Wa innahu kallama abaka kifaha. But Allah privileged your father with a direct dialogue. So that's the honor, respect and hospitality your dad received in the court of Allah. And Allah said to your dad, Tamanna alayya, O my servant, make a request and consider it approved. So your dad said to Allah, revive me and return me so that I can present my life again. So Allah said, قَدْ سَبَقَ مِنِّي أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا يُرْجَعُونَ. That's a decree that would not be adjusted or altered for anyone, that once you've moved on, that is it. Anyway, Jabir radiallahu anhu was happy to know. A person loses someone, and then you're sad and you mourn, and you have a dream and a vision, and you see this person in Jannah. It's soothing, it's comforting, it's consoling to know the person you've lost is in Jannah and he's in a good state. It brings happiness and comfort to the soul, and you take strength and encouragement from that. So Jabir radiallahu anhu is quite happy about this. But obviously, in terms of the life, there are still challenges that need to continue. He's got his young sisters and siblings, and he needs to settle down. And then he's got his dad's debts that he has inherited. He has to assume responsibility and take it forward. And that was the maturity of the youth of that time. So he decides he needs to get married. Now look at the maturity of that youth. Jabir is a young boy, and in his youth, like any other young boy, he would aspire for a young girl. But he says to himself that, listen, I need a spouse, and I also need someone who can be like a motherly figure to my sisters. So I'm going to have to be selfless and not selfish. I can't look for my personal gain only. I need to look for my sisters as well. So I'm going to have to go for someone elder than me, sacrifice my personal desire so that this house can be rescued. Allahu Akbar. And Jabir radiallahu anhu then weds a woman who is slightly elder than him. رفعت زوجته عنه شيئا من الهموم. His wife becomes a source of comfort and happiness, and that's what the Quran says. جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. That Allah has created through the bond of marriage affection and love. The scholars say the initial phase of marriage is a manifestation of affection, while the latter stage of marriage is a manifestation of love, of love and care. So in the beginning, you know, it's all the things that are nice and are good and are beautiful and are in keeping with the youth. And as time moves on, that marriage takes a different turn and a different milestone. And now it is care for one another. So the one partner is telling the other partner, there's your walking stick, there's your glasses, there's your cough mixture, there's your bandage, there's your this, to apply. It's amazing. It's unique. And that relation just moves on and on and on. You know, in the Quran, Allah has encouraged us to forgive and forget. I just have this thought, so I'll share it with you. Sometimes Allah uses the word fa'fu. Sometimes Allah uses the word wasfahu. But there's only one place where Allah has merged and combined all the words that are used in the Quran in terms of forgiveness, and that is in terms of your marriage and your marital relation, where Allah uses all the vocabulary to forgive one another. إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. In the verse above, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ وَإِنْ تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا وَإِنْ تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا. Every word denoting forgiveness, Allah has used it in the context of marriage to keep that relation. Forgive, forget, overlook, pardon, ignore, forget, and move on. And that's the only way you can move forward. So anyway, Jabir radiallahu anhu gets married. He comes back to the Prophet of Allah. He said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, the debts, my dads, the creditors are mounting pressure. I don't have money. I really don't have, and this is it." The Nabi of Allah said, "Okay, do you have any dates?" He says, "Yes, my dad had a little date palm." "Okay, tomorrow at midday we'll be there and you can ask all the creditors to come and we will sort it out." Jabir radiallahu anhu is excited. The Nabi of Allah comes spot on the time. He makes tawaf, a circuit around the date palm, and then he prays for barakah. He prays for goodness and blessings. And if we need to summarize our crisis today in the world in one word, we lack barakah. It's not in our family time, it's not in our time itself. You know, one person, I heard this talk from a brother in Canada while I was there. He said someone in deep down in Africa, he met a man riding on a donkey. So he said, "You're riding on this mule and this donkey. We are now in the air and we're traveling with this speed. On your mule is going to take you a month, and probably I'll do it in an hour, if not less." So this simple, ordinary Bedouin said, "Okay, you will cover time so rapidly, and what will take me a month, you do it in an hour. With all the time that you save, what do you do? Because me, while I'm riding, going and coming, I'm reflecting, I'm helping, I'm praising Allah. But you saving all this time. With all that time, what do? You're sitting on WhatsApp. What are we doing with the time that is in?" So there's no barakah in our time. And it hit a chord with me. And I said, how profound. That we've made, you know what, leaps in terms of innovation and advancing. But where has that come back? Has it given us more quality time? I'm afraid no. So he comes, he makes the tawaf, the Prophet of Allah then blesses the place, and then Jabir radiallahu anhu calls each one and he pays them their dates. And the entire debt of his dad is settled. And Jabir is ever so elated. He is so happy and jubilant and excited. لَقَدْ وَفَّ اللَّهُ ذِمَّةَ أَبِي لَقَدْ وَفَّ اللَّهُ ذِمَّةَ أَبِي لَقَدْ وَفَّ اللَّهُ ذِمَّةَ أَبِي. My dad's, Allah has cleared the debts of my dad. Allah has cleared the debts of my dad. وَرَجَعَ جَابِرْ وَالسُّرُورُ فِي وَجْهِهِ. He returns and you can just see that excitement in his face. It wasn't long thereafter, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going in a particular campaign known as Ghazwatu Dhat al-Riqa. "Jabir, are you joining us?" "Of course, O Prophet of Allah, I'm on." So they go. The campaign is over, they're returning. Everybody making their way back. As they're making their way back, for the benefit of those that came late, the focus of my talk is that one of the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to bring joy to people. Just light people up, you know, just make people smile, say kind words, just lighten them up. So, as they're returning, everybody is moving at a swift pace. Jabir radiallahu anhu is a bit slow. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Jabir, what's the matter?" He said, "Abta'abi jamali. Abta'abi, my camel man. I don't know, this thing's just not moving. It's sluggish, it's slow." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Okay, just sit firmly. Nawilil asa. Give me that whip of yours." And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gently flogged the animal. And it was his blessed hand, and that blessed move from his hand, that Jabir radiallahu anhu said, it was that nab from the Nabi of Allah, that nudge from the Nabi of Allah, مَضَى مُسْرِعًا حَتَّى سَابَقَ جَمِيعَ الْإِبِلِ. Suddenly my camel was now moving at optimum speed, and it's moving, and from the back I'm just overtaking everyone, and everyone's like, "Jabir, Jabir, see you later." And he's just moving swiftly right across. People ask Jabir, "What happened suddenly?" "Asabathu barakatu Rasulillah. The blessed touch of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has just transformed this animal completely." Okay. The Nabi of Allah comes up close to him. "Jabir, are you happy?" He said, "Yes." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Atabi'uni jamalaka ya Jabir." Jabir, is the camel moving good? Yes. Okay, I need every request. Will you please sell me this camel? Jabir is like, in my heart, oh no, this is not the time to sell it, man. It's like, you know what, when it wasn't working, if you could speak, but now am I going to say that to the Prophet of Allah? Prophet of Allah, bala habuhu, how can I sell it to you? Have it. Nabi says, no, I'm buying it. Jabir, I can't take this. Look at the Nabi of Allah. This is a sunnah unknown, leave alone practiced. Okay, Nabi of Allah, you can have it. No, Jabir, I'm not going to take this for free, you're going to charge me. What's the price? So Jabir said, I said, how can I make a price? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said, okay Jabir, how about one dirham? So Jabir said, oh Nabi of Allah, you're kidding. You're kidding, oh Nabi of Allah. The words of the narration are, إِذَنْ تَغْبِنَنِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Oh Nabi of Allah, for lack of a better word, that's like cheating. For lack of a better word, that's like cheating. And they're coming back from the campaign, and this is the Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make people happy wherever you go, my brother. Wherever you sit in, wherever you're traveling, just brighten people up. Do a simple action. Say a kind word. Don't hurt the heart of anyone. Sometimes we ask questions to people that are very sensitive. Still not married. Don't have a job. No kids. Oh, what's happening? How do I talk? Do I realize what I'm blurting? Asked bin Wa'il mocked at the Prophet of Allah and he said, oh, you no male offspring. You like an animal whose tail is cut off. That's what he said to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've got sons. You got no sons. What face you got? Allah revealed the verse because the Nabi of Allah was very hurt. If you don't have kids, that's from Allah. If you don't have one gender, that's from Allah. If you can't help someone, why hurt someone? Allah revealed the verse, Inna a'tayna kal kawthar. Oh my Habib, leave us bin Wa'il. See what I've given you. I've given you kawthar. It has 26 opinions according to Bahr al-Muhit. The common translation means abundance in good. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. You offer prayer and slaughter animals for your Lord. إِنَّ شَانِيَكَ. The one who despises you and has resentment to you and says that you don't have male offspring and your name won't prosper. هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ. His name will be chopped off. Who knows Aas bin Wa'il and who doesn't know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who doesn't know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay Jabir, well then let's make it 2 dirhams. Oh Prophet of Allah, are we real here? Anyway, we played on back and forward till we got to Uqiyya, an ounce of gold. So Jabir said, okay, yeah, alright, an ounce of gold, yeah, alright, I'll live with that. As it is, I'm owing someone, so I'll settle that. But oh Nabi of Allah, I'm really enjoying the ride. Can I ride it till Medina? I know it's yours and you'll pay me, but I mean, now where is I going to get my chance again? You get some youngsters, when they drive a courtesy car, they hope that the car stays longer at the workshop because they enjoy the temporary fame. The wheels are nice, the car is good. So, you know, the longer it stays there, the better. The courtesy car is so much better. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَكَبَارُهُ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. Jabir, you ride it to Medina. It's yours. Good luck. Enjoy. Ride. Go for it. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I'm moving, I'm speeding, it's running like a dream. The Nabi of Allah tagging behind me on my wheel and we move him. And he says, I'm hearing him whisper something. And I come up close and I just drop my speed slightly and I realize he's making dua, Allahumma ghfir li Jabir, Allahumma ghfir li Jabir, Allahumma ghfir li Jabir, Allah forgive my Jabir, Allah forgive my Jabir, Allah forgive my Jabir, Allah forgive my Jabir. He's making me happy and making dua for me. What they say, in the presence of your children, speak to them about Allah. And in their absence, speak to Allah about them. In the presence of your children, speak to them about Allah. And in their absence, speak to Allah about them. Allah, my son is on the road. Allah, I can't do much, Allah. Allah, I have no clue where is he. I don't know who his friends are. I don't know what his social circles are. Allah, I can't cage him. I can't block him. He's a young boy going out. It's an evil world. It's a malicious world, Allah. Allah, you take care of him. Allah, you look after him. In the presence of your children, speak to them of Allah. And in the absence, speak to Allah about them. Jabir said, I counted 25 times. The Nabi of Allah made dua. Finally, we get close to Medina. Jabir said, okay, O Nabi of Allah, I'm seeing you. And there he's going. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ma yu'ajjiluka ya Jabir, now we were moving together, now you're making the best of it and you're dropping me and ditching me. These are the words. Oh, Nabi of Allah, sorry, I forgot to tell you, I'm married. I got married. Oh, mashallah, Jabir. Imagine, Jabir radiallahu anhu got married. Leave alone, the Nabi of Allah did not perform the nikah. He wasn't even aware of it. They did what they were supposed to do, and through that they got the barakah in the marriage. Today we do everything opposite, but we want so and so to perform the nikah, and we think everything is going to be in order. We do all the wrong, and we'll hold the burial because so and so must lead the funeral prayer, like that's going to change the whole destiny of the deceased. Do the right things. Do the right things. Jabir radiallahu anhu has his nikah performed independent. Oh mashallah, Jabir, you married. Good luck. All the best. Bikran am sayyiban. What did you settle for, a young girl or for an elderly woman? No, Nabi of Allah, elderly. Ah, Jabir, you young man, I'm sure you could get someone younger, man. These are the words. Halla bikran tula'ibuha wa tula'ibu. Jabir, you could have gone for someone your age and you could have enjoyed your life. Ya, Nabi of Allah, I also thought like that. But then you know what, my dad was late and there were other issues and I had to brainstorm and be a bit mature. Asabta. Okay, Jabir, that's your personal choice. MashaAllah, wise. Good luck to you. Anyway, they get to Medina and Jabir radiallahu anhu goes home. I got to end. My time has lapsed here. And Jabir radiallahu anhu then tells his wife, I got good news and bad news. You know, this person was giving a talk and they needed funds for the masjid. He says, I got good news. We have enough money to complete our project. Now comes the bad news. The money is still in your pockets. So your good news, we've got enough money. The bad news is still in your bank accounts. So his wife said, what is it? He said, this is what happened and this is what transpired and I got this camel. But I have to give it back to the Nabi of Allah. I don't have a heart to do it. His wife said, listen, Jabir, Allah gave it to you for a period of time. You enjoyed it. Just get up in the morning, go to the Nabi of Allah and give it and say, it's yours. He said, yeah, I know, but you know, it's not easy. But anyway, yeah, you're right. So he gets up in the morning, takes his camel and he's like bidding farewell. You know, some people when they sell a car, they write a note. I'm parting with my baby. You know, take care of it. You know, handle with care. It's fragile. And they pass it over to the next person. Please, look after it. Long story short, Jabir radiallahu anhu comes. And then he's sitting there outside. Nabi says, Jabir, what you busy, uneasy, and you looking, and what's happening? No, O Nabi of Allah, your camel, it's there. Yeah, Jamalu, nah, of course, Jabir, that's my camel. Bilal, just go give Jabir his money, and then we know it's done. So Jabir radiallahu anhu has his last look and off he goes. Sweet the narration, it's in Bidayah, it's in all the books of Hadith. The ulama say, if there's one thing Jabir would have never forgotten in his life, is this camel story. So then he goes, and then Bilal radiallahu anhu is giving him the money, and then someone is here screaming. So Jabir said, Bilal said, Jabir, just listen, I think Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is calling you. Jiyo Nabi of Allah, istawfayt al-thaman, you got your money. Yes. And Jazakallah, Bilal gave me a little extra also. No problem. Then the Nabi of Allah calls him up. Now Jabir is, you know what, your mind is running. I keep on saying, somebody tell you, hey listen, I got an envelope for you. Your mind is running all night. How brimming that envelope is. Next day he give you an invoice. Say, no, my brother, you can't do that, man. You know what? Invoice is invoice. Envelope is envelope, man. If I got a statement, tell me I got a statement for you. Don't come tell me I got an envelope there. You know what? It's December. My mind was doing mental gymnastics here. You know what? I was running on another level. Envelope for me is, yarrah, I only work in one way. You know, one brother had a weak eyesight. He said, like that, I can't see properly. But one thing I can count in the dark is money. Like that, in the day I can't see properly, but the one thing I can count in dark also is money. I'm very good at that. My time is over. So then, the Nabi of Allah calls him. He says, Jabir, that camel. He said, yes. Say, you can have it. So what? Say, you can have it. But then, O Nabi of Allah, the money is in my hands. Atadunnu anni innama ma kastuka li adhab bi jamalik. Jabir, you think I was negotiating and playing with you because I wanted the camel? I only did this to cheer you up, Jabir. I only did this to cheer you up. The narration says, Jabir started crying like a baby. He said, O Nabi of Allah, how amazing. And then the ulama write that when you sell something, generally when you sell something which is an asset, you feel sad, you know, you have to part with the phone you use, but you needed the money. So you sold a camel you need, you said. Then you got the money. Then you feel a bit happy, my phone went, but I got the money. Then you get a bit extra, so you're even more happy. Then you get your phone back. There's no words to describe your joy. Just look at how the Nabi of Allah's psychology and how he played it on. Jabir then meets a non-Muslim. He says, I just want to tell you, I come in from a man like no other human. What do you mean? This is exactly what has happened. It's mentioned in the narration that camel lived for very long, and that additional money that the Nabi of Allah gave to Jabir went on for barakah for non-ending period. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those people whom the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tuba li abdin ja'alahu Allahu miftahan lil khayr. That wherever he goes, he's an opening to good and he's a lock to evil. Wa sallallahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salaam, hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi dhil mulki wal malakut wal izzati wal haybati wal jabarut. أدب الخلائق دأب المعاشرة وندبهم إلى الملاطفة والمكاشرة. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الحامد المحمود، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه إلى يوم الموعود. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، علمنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم آداب المعاشرة بين العباد، منها حقوق المسلم على المسلم،
فتزودوا بأدائها ليوم التناد فمنها ألا نؤذي مسلما بفعل أو قول قال عليه الصلاة والسلام المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يحل لمسلم أن يشير إلى أخيه بنظرة تؤذيه قال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المسلم أخو المسلم لا يخونه ولا يكذبه ولا يخذله كل المسلم على المسلم حرام عرضه وماله ودمه التقوى هاهنا بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والجنة للموحدين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام الأكملان الأتمان على الركن الأعظم أفضل من تقدم ومن تأخر وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر الميامين يا رب اللهم ارحم ضعفاءنا ويسر أمورنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا ربي عجز الطبيب فداونا وفسد الزمان فنجنا وضعفت حيلتنا فقونا إلهي حملت نوحا على ذات ألواح ودسر يا ذا العزة والجبروت ورددت ليعقوب بصره بعدما ابيضت عيناه يا ذا الملك والملكوت وجمعت بينه وبين ابنه يوسف قبل أن يموت ونجيت موسى في التابوت وحملت يونس في بطن الحوت ونجيت الحبيب محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بخيوط العنكبوت سبحانك سبحانك أنت الحي الذي لا يموت أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى جميع إخوانه من الأنبياء والمرسلين خصوصا على أولهم وأفضلهم بالتحقيق الشفيق الرفيق في الغار العميق أمير المؤمنين خليفة رسول الله بلا فصل سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الناطق بالصدق والصواب الذي كان رأيه موافقا بالوحي والكتاب عز الإسلام والمسلمين مزين المسجد والمحراب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان جامع القرآن الذي تستحي منه ملائكة الرحمن المبشر بلسان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم متواترا بدخول الجنان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الأمير الولي صاحب العدد القوي أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى عميه الشريفين المطهرين من الأدناس سيدنا حمزة وسيدنا العباس رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that the straightness of the rows contributes to the completeness of one's prayer. He also taught us that the closing of the gaps by standing shoulder to shoulder makes it difficult for the devil to disturb our prayer. Please also take a moment to ensure mobile phones are on silent or switched off. Last but not least, please respect the sanctity of the house of Allah by remaining peaceful and silent, including the hall after prayer. This etiquette also aids the quality of the Sunnah Salah being offered by our fellow brothers. Jazakallah khair.
Allah. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يريد الله ليبين لكم ويهديكم سنن الذين من قبلكم ويتوب عليكم والله عليم حكيم والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم ومن يفعل ذلك منكم إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا لك الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما ولكل جعلنا موالي مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون والذين عقدت أيمانكم فآتوهم نصيبهم إن الله على كل شيء شهيدا
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمدا
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم ما قصر عنه رأينا ولم تبلغه مسألتنا من خيري الدنيا والآخرة فاجعل لنا منه أوفر الحظ والنصيب اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.